Okay, discussing station four here. We'd like your general impression of the rocks, especially the bigger blocks. You described mostly breccias and white crystalline rocks. Were there any others? And could you just talk about them a little bit? Station 4, 5, and 6 area, you mentioned that 5 and 6 got progressively, the surfaces got progressively firmer. I wonder, could you see any contact, or was it a gradual thing?
No, we couldn't. Just when we got off the rover, you felt it under your feet. The soft spot was up on the top at Station 4. Progressively firmer as we went out, like you say, went down to 6. And you just noticed it when you got out.
Okay, I understand.
Now, of course, we're working in a couple of craters on Station 4, right? You know, around the end of the craters, we expect it to be soft, too.
Okay, and Station 4, 5, and 6 also, we're pretty confident that the rocks at Station 4 were from South Ray. At 5 and 6 in particular, though, was there any indication that the craters, either by their orientation or from the secondary blocks lying around, that the source was in fact South Ray?
Yeah, I would think the crater itself is 5 would be South Ray crater, although the rocks in it were more rounded. Different layer. It because of the pattern, you'll be able to see that in the field. The pattern of rocks were all in the far wall, which is away from South Great Crater.
Right. Incidentally, the back room was really impressed or very excited about your choice of sampling on that inner wall of that crater. I guess it was at 5 or 6, and thinks that you did. You had a good chance there of getting real Descartes. In fact, they think they've got it in the box. What they're thinking right now is that the areas where you're able to kick up and see white underneath are ray materials, but you didn't see that at 5 and 6, so we think you may have gotten Descartes there. John, we were really impressed. Hey, we have a bunch of questions we'd like to ask, but we're going to knock it off and let you get some sleep, and we'll try to pick your mind when you get home here. But there's one thing on the rover there. On the drive from Station 10 back to the LEM, did you notice that the nav system worked, whether you got any distance on there in particular? Okay, did the numbers go to a zero when you reset at Station 10?
That's affirmative.
Okay, we copy that.
I tell you, that beauty is holding up like a real jewel.
Okay, and we've lost one piece of hardware here. We wonder where SCB 2 went.
That into the SRC and it's on the rover. We're going to use it tomorrow.
Okay, I understand you dumped it into the SRC and the bag's on the rover still.
Yeah, Tony, it's just like we did in training. You pack those SRCs and those SCBs, and I could never get the SRC closed.
Okay, good show.
Dumping the stuff.
We were wondering what happened to the SESC that was in the pocket there, but it looks like we're in good shape.
SESC is back on the road. I was looking at it before we got in.
Okay, that's the extent of the debriefing here. Why don't you head on with your meal, and we'll have your flight plan updates for the conference period.
Okay, we'll do it.
And what our plan is, we've got a lot of flight plan changes here, about 7 pages worth, and we'll put them in your conference period, and if we don't get them all up tonight, we'll send you to bed on time and sneak them in the morning.
Okay, tell everybody in the back room, thank you. We really enjoyed it today. My golly, that view from up on the stone mountain is something else.
I'm sorry, John. Our comm's pretty bad. We missed that. Can you say again?
Oh, I want to say it again. I just wanted to say thank you to the back room boy.
Tony, I'd like to say the same thing. Thanks. I think they did a great job, and they kept us thinking and on our toes, and came up with the right suggestions at the opportune time, and thank you, too, for keeping us going. It was a good job.
Hey, I went back in the back room after the EVA, and they're just ecstatic back there. I know we didn't see exactly what we expected to see, but we think you've got everything that we went up there for. We're in really good shape.
That rover really
you
just can't believe the ridges and valleys and ridge drills here. I tell you, the local flow might be 2 or 3 degrees, but man, that double spot, whoever picked that place to land had the only level spot around here. Any place up, you'd really be in trouble.
Okay, in about 50 minutes, we're going to get the 210 here, and then we'll have pretty good calm. So why don't you go eat now and do whatever you want, and we'll give you a call when we get the 210 and see if you're ready for the updates.
Okie dokie.